Welcome back to the Finchsiders on this Monday. Going to look back, obviously, a good bit at Thursday night's exciting overtime win against the Cincinnati Bengals and to next Monday night's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but lots to discuss. Head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Joe Philbin, nice and gracious enough to join us here in the studio. It is the Joe Philbin Show presented by EverBank, your home for banking, lending, and investing. Coach, obviously, been a trying couple of days for the organization as a whole. I know this team is focused. We saw him out of practice today. It kind of looked like business as usual, but there are some other things to talk about. Let's start here with the locker room, the players' sanctuary or sanctum, whatever you want to call it. What kind of environment are you looking for the Miami Dolphins locker room as you move forward?
Well, we're looking to bring in guys that, number one, are passionate about football. Number two, that care about their teammates and are unselfish. Number three, that want to be great football players, want to win. And then, as important as anything else, want to make an impact, not only on the field, but also in the community, and to be good, responsible citizens here in South Florida.
What's the message to the team at this point? Obviously, there was a distraction on Thursday, and the team was able to rally and play a really good football team in Cincinnati and come up with an overtime victory. So we know what they're capable of. What's the message moving forward?
Yeah, we got to stay focused on the task at hand. And, you know, we're halfway through the season. So there's been some really good things. There's been some things that haven't been as good. There are certain strengths that we have as a football team. And obviously there are weaknesses, and there are things that we want to address, correct, and improve upon in the second half of the season. So it's more about staying the course, improving, taking a look at ourselves, and find ways we can get better.
When you look at what's going on around here in the extra media and some of the questions that are becoming the players' way, which have nothing to do with the football team, on an on-field way at least, how do you sort of transition their focus once the media is gone and it's kind of back to business as usual inside this building? How do you sort of transition their focus back to football and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Well, we have to remind them, and ourselves as coaches too, you know, we're professionals. We have a job to do, and there's one reason why we're here as a coach, and that's to make the players better. And the players are employed to perform on Sundays or Monday nights. And so, you know, sometimes, let's face it, we all in life have distraction, whether it be things within our family, things outside, things at work, combination thereof. And when we come to work, when we, you know, enter those doors, you know, we've got to be all about business. We've got to be all about work. And I think our guys have done a good job of that.
As for football, coach, this offensive line was tested on Thursday night with a lot of changes moving around against Cincinnati, and it was up to the task. Now, moving forward, how do you feel with the cohesive bunch that you have in there now, starting offensive line?
Well, I think you mentioned, John, I really like the way the guys played the game. We weren't perfect up front the other night, but the guys played aggressively, and they played fast, and that enabled us to, you know, establish a very, very productive running game. I thought our protection was improved. It's certainly not perfect yet. We did a good job keeping the quarterback upright. He didn't get hit a lot. He still got sacked three times, but I think overall those guys, the temperament that they played with is something that really we need to keep building upon and carry forward here in the second half of the year.
After watching that tape, you had Nate Garner play an extended period of time, Bryant McKinney coming off of a short week who hasn't played in a long time, and Tyson Klebo back in the lineup. After watching the film, were you happy with the way those guys played for four quarters?
Yeah, I was. I mean, I thought that they did a good job. I thought that, especially in the running game, you know, we were able to, you know, consistently gained 3, 4, 5. You know, we didn't have a ton of, you know, Lamar broke the long one, but we, you know, we were able to have good production on a consistent basis, and that enabled us. We had, I want to say, we had 6 third and ones in the game, which you know,
it's
probably a question coming up here in a minute, John.
I crossed that one out.
Yeah, good, thanks. But we got to do better in that area, but it's a good problem to have. It's good to be in those than the third and 11s and third and 12s.
Yeah, you always want to be in short and manageable. Joe Philbin is here, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Every week when you're here, we like to look back at the previous game, look forward to the next game. And obviously Thursday night seems like a long time ago, not just because it was Thursday, but because of everything else that has gone on. But it was a wild ending to the game. Have you ever seen that before? I mean, it's a safety in overtime. I think just the third time in NFL history. It's not something you see every day.
Yeah, I certainly, you know, I was kind of thinking takeaway, takeaway, takeaway. And then, you know, we're 30 yards away from that area. So we kind of lose track of, are they on the 3, the 4, the 6, what have you. And so, but I'll take a safety anytime to end the game. Yeah.
It was a great individual effort by Cam Wake on that play. We went back and watched it a few times. It was fun to watch. How big of a difference does it make for this defense to have him? I don't want to say it 100% because it's week 9 or 10, whatever it is, of an NFL season, but he's clearly more healthy than he had been, it seems, the previous couple of weeks, and it seems to make a big difference up front.
Well, he certainly made an impact in the game on Thursday night and early on in the game with the sack fumble. And, you know, he's got that type of flexibility in his body that, you know, you kind of marvel at times. And he was able to, you know, demonstrate that on more than one occasion throughout the course of the game. And as I've said many times, one of the things that's impressive about him is he does do a very good job on running plays. You know, every play is not a drop back pass, and you know, I think fans want him to hit the quarterback every single play. And but I thought he played overall certainly his best game in a while.
Yeah, Cam's athleticism was definitely on display, and his toughness. And another guy on the other side showed some toughness and athleticism was Lamar Miller, over 100 yards rushing. I believe the Dolphins had over 142 yards or around 140 yards in the first half. That hasn't happened in a long time. What was the key to the success of the running game on Thursday night?
I thought we eliminated the penetration. So Lamar and Daniel were able to – you know, most of the run game is predicated on a running back getting to a certain landmark on the offensive line, be it the outside leg of the guard, the butt of the tight end, or outside, you know, various points of attack in the running game. And I thought the vast majority of the time Lamar was able to get to that landmark, stay on it with his shoulder square, and then make a cut and a decision one way or the other. Am I going to go front side? Am I cutting it backside? Am I going straight ahead? And that was able to get positive yardage, and he was breaking a couple tackles, and he was falling forward. So all those things, you know, contributed to a successful night for him.
Coach, I always hear when you mention Caleb Sturgis, you mentioned the way he goes about his business, how he has a calming effect on the sidelines, and he's a true professional, and he sure came back and bounced back in that football game to hit not one but two big ones, the one big one at the end of regulation.
Well, that was critical, and I thought it was an excellent job by our offensive football team. I want to say the drive was about a 50-yard drive, and we showed some of those clips to the team today in the team meeting. But if you're going to be employed as a kicker in the National Football League, you're going to be in those situations a lot over the course of your career. And the more times you come through, the longer your career is, John.
That's right.
Now, I was so happy to see him. It went right down the middle. We watched it as a team today, and, I mean, that thing was right down the middle.
Yeah, it was a perfect kick, and it definitely did everything it needed to do. I like talking about coaching decisions. I think it's kind of a fun inside football sort of thing to discuss. Second possession for the Dolphins in overtime on Thursday night. You're in a fourth and kind of a long one, maybe a fourth and two at their 38-39-yard line, elect to punt. And obviously, great job by Brandon Fields, great job by R.J. Stanford, and eventually great job by Cam Wake. That wins the game. But how tempting is it to try and kick the field goal there, knowing, you know, hey, it's 57 yards, but it could win the game?
Well, to be honest with you, what I was thinking of on the third down play, I was talking to Mike up in the press box. I said, look, get your fourth down call ready to go. My mindset was more we were going to go for it on fourth down. And there was not a ton of wind on that end of the stadium, but in pregame, we didn't kick the ball as well on that end as we did on the other end. So I was all ready to go for a fourth down play. Then we kind of lost a yard, yeah. And I said, you know, let's punt the football.
Very interesting. All right, we got the Monday night game following the Thursday night game, so a little bit of extra time there. Today is almost one of those bonus practice days, we like to say. Schedule gets moved around a bit, but it's nice because you get the rest after the game and the extra day leading forward to the Monday night game.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's not a common occurrence that you're going to play on a Thursday night and then follow it up with a Monday night game. But it does give us the time. It gave us a mini bye week, if you will, where we were able to take a look at some different things from our own perspective as a coaching staff, gave the players some additional rest. And, you know, we have to be smart. We talked to them about the plan. We have to be smart this week. It's a long week. You don't want to get to the game on Thursday and then, oh, yeah, all of a sudden we're playing another, you know, the game on Monday. So we got to be got to be prudent in our preparation.
Tampa Bay hasn't been successful in the win losses this year, but they proved yesterday that they can play a good football team and play them on the road down to the wire. What have you seen out of the Tampa Bay Bucs so far?
Oh, they're a very well-coached team. They have very good personnel as well, and they play hard every single week. You watch a lot of their games. They were a little bit snake-bit during the beginning of the season. Their, you know, the initial game against the Jets, there was a penalty at the end of the game, and the Saints game was, you know, last-second. They missed a field goal. The Saints went down and kicked the field goal. And, you know, Arizona game, they had a lead. They've had the lead in a number of games, and they've really played very well on defense throughout the whole season, kept them close. They haven't turned the ball over much. And then they've made a change at quarterback, and their young guys playing well. So that's, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us.
You mentioned the young guys. Head coach Joe Philbin is here. We're talking about the upcoming Monday night game against Tampa Bay. Mike Glennon, the young quarterback, right. Mike James, the young running back, both playing very big roles right now. We saw them both in the preseason. And does it make it more difficult sometimes to prepare for a guy that has less tape on him, I guess more so with the quarterback than with the running back?
A little bit more difficult, not as much history. You know, we all obviously remember evaluating him last year when he came out. And he was an excellent prospect when he came out. But now, luckily, it wasn't the first week that he was playing or the second week. So we've got a relatively good sample to study on him.
Always playmakers when you go against anybody in the NFL. And when they play corner, it gets your attention. And Darrell Revis, one of those guys for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, still, in my opinion, one of the most dangerous guys because he can change the game in one play. What is your assessment of how he's played this year so far?
Well, good news for him is he's recovered from his surgery.
Yes,
bad news for all the opponents is he's playing very well again. So, yeah, he's one of the better corners in the National Football League. He has size, instinct, competitiveness, good hands, physical, all those things that you're looking for in a corner. He has that skill set.
All right, Coach, really appreciate you coming in. It's the Joe Philbin Show presented by EverBank, your home for banking, lending, and investing. Have a good week getting ready for Tampa Bay. A nice trip, a quick, easy trip across the state, and we'll look forward to good things on Monday night.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks,
Coach.